感谢主，很高兴能够跟大家一起来守圣安息日。
Very happy that I can observe the Sabbath with everyone here today.
虽然没有办法一一跟大家请安，但是看到大家真的心里很高兴。
Although I cannot greet every one of you individually, that I can see you sitting here today gives me a lot of joy.
我们信耶稣之后呢，我们名字就记载在生命册上面。
After we believe in the Lord Jesus, our names are recorded in the book of life.
有时候我在想，我自己的名字上面记载的到底是什么样呢？
And sometimes I wonder to myself, what exactly is recorded about me in that book?
那小弟在看这个列王记，他有很多的家谱。
And when I read the books of the kings, I see that there are a lot of recordings of genealogy.
对不起，历代志，历代志。Chronicle, sorry.
When I read the books of the Chronicles, I read about a lot of different genealogies.
那我就发觉到那个看起来好像是，他们生命册上所记载的一样。
And to me, it seems very similar to what might be recorded in the Book of Life.
神把古代的人他们一辈子的事情用几句话浓缩写出来教训我们。
God summarized the lives of these people in just a few sentences in order to teach us.
那所以今天下午我们从家谱来看人生。
So today, let's study the perspective of life as seen through genealogy.
我们从历代志上的第五章开始。
Let's begin from the book of First Chronicles, chapter 5.
历代志上第五章我们从家谱上学习到说，这个神的祝福人要持守，要不然这个福气会归给其他的人。
What we can learn here is that the blessing of God must be obtained and grasped by us, otherwise it will be given to another person.
我们来读历代志上第五章第一节第二节。
Let's read First Chronicles chapter 5 verse 1 and 2.
历代志上五章一节二节。
Verse 1 to 2.
一节二节。
1 to 2.
我们读中文的一起读好不好？我们下午大家开口来读好不好？
For those of you who read in Chinese, please read along with me.
一起读。以色列的长子原是流便，他因污秽了父亲的床，他长子的名分就归了约瑟，只是按家谱他不算长子。犹大胜过一切弟兄，君王也从他而出，长子的名分却归约瑟。我们都知道，以色列就是雅各，他有十二个儿子。
We know that Israel had 12 sons.
那流便是最大的。
Reuben was the firstborn.
按照神的一个这个说法，这个老大可以有双倍的产业。
And in accordance with God's olden rules, the firstborn can have double inheritance.
那也可以有一个特别的祝福。
And he can have a special blessing.
但是流便他上了父亲的床。
But Reuben defiled his father's bed.
就是他妈妈的妹妹有一个小妾他就跟这个小妾发生乱伦的关系。
Which is that his mother's younger sister had a concubine, and he had an affair with her.
Maidservant.
Maidservant.
小弟在看流便这个人有时候我们仔细想他的一生有时候觉得如果这个事不看我们觉得他是一个不错的人。
And if you look at his life as a whole, other than this one matter, you'll think that he's actually a very good guy.
因为众弟兄要卖弟弟约瑟的时候，流便是第一个表态，不可以。
Because when all the brothers decided they wanted to kill Joseph, he was the only one who said no.
那后来他们兄弟到埃及去这个被约瑟当宰相之后的约瑟下到监牢里面去
And later on, when they all went to Egypt and they were put in jail.
那这个流便你看到他就表态说，哦，这个一定跟十几年前我们做坏事情有关系啦。
Reuben spoke up and he said, "This must be related to the evil deed we committed many years ago."
所以从这个两个事情，你看到流便其实心是非常善良的。
So when you can see that Reuben's heart is actually very kind.
那你知道这个善良有时候会关心那些弱势的人比较不受重视的人。
Kind-hearted people will often take special attention and care towards the weak.
你看雅各有四个太太，但是他心中大概只有一个。
You can see that Jacob actually had four wives, but in his heart, he really only had one.
那些妾根本可能都不在他心里面，所以他大概就是一直忽略这些人呐。
The concubines were really not in his heart, so he neglected them.
那这个长子刘辩可能关心，怎么后来不知道怎么回事就关心到床上去了。
And Reuben was often caring and caring, and maybe he cared to a trespass.
其实哦，我们看到我们在教会里面哦，很多在这个道德上出问题的，不见得他们是坏人。
And you'll find that oftentimes the people who commit a wrong are not necessarily bad people.
其实有时候在婚姻上出问题，反而是他们特别会关心人的人呐。
And sometimes you'll find that people who commit affairs or adultery, it was because they especially cared for other people.
有时候关心的太厉害哦，有时候真的会掉进去啊，那条线没有把握住。
And it's because they were intimate to the point where they did not set their boundaries.
最后就掉到这个感情的情欲里面去了。
And they fell into the trap of their own desires.
但是不因为你是好人，可是换了这个第七戒。那神就说好吧那就 you are justified 就说好那个就不算那个事情因为你是好人嘛
But just because you're a good person if you commit adultery it doesn't mean that you are justified before God
因为诫命就是诫命你再好的人你做错了就是那个失去了会失去长子的名分啊
Because rules are rules and if you cross that line then even if you're a good person you have lost that
那今天我们在这里的人都是在主里面都是啊做长子的
And today, we sitting here today are all firstborns.
因为圣经上讲，我们这里是长子共聚的总会。
Because this is the congregation of firstborns.
我们大家都有这个双倍的产业。
We all will receive.
我们有天上的，有地上的。
We have an inheritance in the kingdom.
我们都有加倍的祝福。
And on earth, and we have.
我们有今生的，有来世的。
We have special inheritance today and later.
但是如果我们呢、啊、真的是关心忘了那一条线，我们陷进去了。
But if we neglect that boundary and we fall over it,
那这两个福气可能就归给别人呐、啊。
Then these special inheritances may be passed on to another.
所以你的个性如果特别会爱人、会关心人，我们自己也要小心。
So if your personality is one that is especially caring and intimate with others, you have to be special.
我们教会有一个大学生啊，他大学时代住在一个啊一个帮人家住一个 house 哈、哦，那个他那个地下室都是住一些同学。
There was once a brother who, in his college days, would rent out his basement to a lot of different students.
那我们这个弟兄当然跟一个男生住一间了哈、哦。
And he allotted a room to every man.
那另外一些的地方就有一些。就是 single students 那个女生也住在、就是隔壁这样子。
There are also some single young women students that lived in the neighbor.
那这个弟兄的室友是一个老大哥，他是年纪相当大才来读大学的。
And his roommate was also a student.
是一个大哥啊，是一个比较年长的。
He was a more elder student.
那你知道他真的很关心这些学弟学妹。
And he often would be very caring and attentive.
但后来他就说呢，来，我们一起吃饭了哈，他就煮饭给大家一起吃啊。
Toward all the younger students in that area, and he would cook for everybody.
然后很关心大家的生活。
And he was very caring toward everybody's life.
那他的太太是在另外一州。
And his wife lived in another state.
但是他关心久了哈，有时候关到我们这个女生的这个床上去了。
But he cared to the point where he committed adultery.
那人好不好？很好的人呢。
Can you say that person is a good man? He's a very good man.
但是有时候啊，这个这方面哦，他就是我们有时候会要小心，在关心的时候一定要画一条线。
But you have to be careful because in terms of our feelings, we often have to draw boundaries.
那这边提到说呢，后来长子啊，这个啊。约瑟他长子的名分归给约瑟
And it's recorded here that the birthright was passed to Joseph
那为什么神把长子归约瑟呢
Why?
因为约瑟表现实在是太好了
Because Joseph's character was too outstanding
你看圣经哦真的如果我是约瑟我会觉得这个神难道是一个好的神吗
If I were in Joseph's shoes And I would think to myself, is God really a good God?
我听爸爸的话去看哥哥们，结果我被哥哥卖掉了。
I listened to my father's words to look for my brothers, and because of that, I was ruined.
啊，我听神的话，不跟我老板的太太上床，啊，我被我老板下到监牢里面去了。
And for the sake of my boss, I did not sleep with his wife, and because of that, I was thrown into jail.
那在监牢里面，我一样爱人，但是还是被人家忘记。
And I helped to divulge a dream, and I loved the person, but I was forgotten.
为什么每次我做好的时候，我的结果都是不好的？
Why is it that whenever I do good, the result is always bad?
那如果有神的话，这一定不是一个好的神呢？
Because if there is a God, that God is not a good God.
可是你看约瑟的一生，他持守他的纯正。
But you can see that throughout his life, he maintained his purity and righteousness.
所以在之后到了，他就被抓起来啊，当成那个宰相，然后拯救了他们全家族啊。
So when the time came, he was lifted up to become a prime minister and saved his whole family.
所以雅各说，这个约瑟啊，是探出墙外多结果子的枝子，探出墙外结很多果子的一个 branch.
And so he is like a branch that.Went out and bore a lot of fruit.
啊，但虽然弓箭手啊，用弓射他，但是他一样结果子啊。
And so even if an arrow was shot at him, he still was able to bear fruit.
啊，所以呢，后来他两个儿子变成十二支派的一部分了，变成，所以他就得了双倍的产业。
So his two sons became two of the 12 tribes, and he received double inheritance.
那个犹大，后来这个特别的福分就归犹大。
And the special blessing was given to Judah.
为什么呢？
Why?
我们如果读圣经，犹大这个人特别孝顺。
You can see in the Bible that Judah was especially filial.
那个雅各的心中哦，除了爱这个约瑟以外哦，就是爱拉结啦。啊，拉结的儿子他是最爱的啦，就是爱约瑟跟便雅悯啦。
You can see that other than Rachel, Jacob loved Joseph and Benjamin.
那这个约瑟啊，用计啊，要把便雅悯留在身边。那时候他当宰相的，他对哥哥很失望啊。你们回去，这个弟弟啊，把他当贼留下来。
And so when Joseph schemed to leave Benjamin in jail by his side,
那犹大就出头了。
Judah spoke up.
拜托，你不要关我弟弟啦。
He asked, "Please do not lock up my brother."
关我啦。
You can lock up me.
我这个弟弟跟爸爸的性命是相连的啦。
Because my brother's life is connected with my father.
我不希望看到我爸爸白发苍苍、悲悲惨惨下阴间呐。
And I am not willing to see my father's head grow gray and down in sorrow.
那个约瑟被哥哥感动，被犹大感动。
And so Joseph was moved by Judah's love.
那就跟他们相认了。
And he revealed himself.
这个圣经在讲哦，如果你孝顺父母哦，福气会临到千代。
And so if you are filial to your parents, that blessing will carry over generations.
那就是这个福气啊，后来那个特别的祝福，他的世世代代、千千代代都要当王，他的子孙啊，犹大的子孙啊。
Because of that, his blessing was that generation after generation there would be kings.
所以你看，无论是大卫王，无论是耶稣基督属灵的王，属灵的王是永永远远的王。
Regardless of whether it was King David or even the Lord Jesus Christ, who is King for generations,
他是从犹大的支派出来的。
It was from the tribe of Judah.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们学到什么？
So what do we learn from this?
真的，神啊，似乎我们不保守哈，这个福气会归给其他的人呢。
When God blesses us, if we do not grasp hold of that blessing, it will be passed.
我们离开神，神会兴起其他的人来代替我们。
If we do not, we are not careful, God can replace us with another.
那这种是影响世世代代的。
And that's something that can influence generations.
所以我们一定要珍惜我们现在的福分。
So we must treasure the blessing we have today.
我们从这个家谱也看到呢，我们亲近神，神就必亲近我们。
And we also see that when we draw near God, He draws near to us.
我们离开神就不能做什么。
When we depart from God, we cannot do anything.
我们来看第五章的十九节。
Let's look at chapter 5, verse 19.
第五章十九节在谈到流便加德马拿西半支派。
We read that there was they also had the half tribe of Manasseh.
流便加德 Reuben, Gad, and Manasseh, half tribe Manasseh.
Oh, the two and a half tribes of Reuben, Gad, and Manasseh.
那是五，我们来读五章，历代志上五章。
First Chronicles chapter 5.
这个字比较少读，我们也是开口来读好不好？我们从十九节读到二十二节。
From verse 19 to 22.
十九节到二十二节。
19 to 22.
我们一起开口念。他们与夏甲人、伊图人、拿非斯人、挪达人征战，他们得了神的帮助， 夏甲人和跟随夏甲的人都交在他们手中，因为他们在镇上呼求神，依赖神，神就应允他们。他们掳掠了夏甲人的牲畜，有骆驼五万，羊二十五万，驴两千，又有人十万，二十三。敌人被杀扑倒的甚多，因为这征战是出于神，他们就住在敌人的地上，直到被掳的时候。这么提到他们这场征战是出于神啊。
It is recorded that the war was God's.
我们人生大家都希望大家平平安安的，没有什么风浪最好了。
We all hope that our lives are peaceful and there are no waves.
但是不管你喜不喜欢人生就是有一些征战的事情会发生了。
Regardless of what we wish for, there will always be war.
这是出于神，神要让你经历，神要看你心里存的是什么。
These come from God because He wants to test our hearts.
那圣经上特别记载，他们在打仗的时候特别呼求神在阵上呼求神。
And it's recorded that in battle they cried out to God.
他们依赖神，神就应允他们
And because they put their trust in Him, God heeded their prayer.
那神就让他们打胜仗，可以掳掠敌人的财产，可以住在敌人的境内。
And so they were victorious, and they were also able to capture all the plunder.
弟兄姐妹，我们学到，真的，我们亲近神，神一定会亲近我们。
So we learned that when we draw near God, He will draw near us.
我们常跟学生说，你考试的时候你要祷告。
We often tell students that when you take a test, you must pray.
你找工作要祷告。
When you look for a career, you must pray.
你在阵中，你在打仗的时候。你要记得打仗的时候也要祷告。
When you go out to battle, you must remember to pray.
你发觉到真的你会看到神在你生命当中
And then you will see God working in your life.
神会怜悯带领
He will have compassion on you.
我小弟这样到处去就发觉到真的我们很多弟兄姐妹特别蒙神的一个恩惠跟慈爱。
And when I travel, I really do see that many brothers and sisters have received special mercy from God.
小弟有一次到一个没有教会的地方remote area.
I once visited a remote area.
人很少，几个家庭而已。
There were only a few families there.
那聚会之后那个传道就是有一个就是帮忙那个地方的传道人就叫我们去他们家，然后几个年轻人大家一起团契吃个饭什么的。
And after service, the pastor invited many of the younger brothers and sisters to come to his house for fellowship.
那我在交接当中，我就看那个年轻人，我就觉得他不一样了就是可是又感觉看不太出来到底哪里不一样这样。
And when everyone was interacting, I noticed that there was one youth that looked a little bit different.
那后来结束了，那个传道就跟我说。
And afterwards, the pastor told me in
prayer. 这个青年我们真的要感谢神啊。
We really have to thank God about this youth.
他说这个青年没有信耶稣在台湾他从小长大，他有个病他妈妈都不知道。
This youth didn't believe in God growing up.
那个时候at that time
He had actually a disease that nobody knew.
就是他天生没有汗腺。
Sorry, he had an illness and he did not have any sweat gland.
所以呢，他那个一发高烧就会烧得很厉害这样。
And so when he has a fever, he will actually have a very high fever.
那他有一次烧到这个头都有点烧坏掉了。
And it went to the point where one day when he had a fever, he actually probably fried some of his brain cells.
那在台湾没有这个特别的教育所以他妈妈就想办法一定要把这个孩子送到这里来，因为在美国真的有些教育制度很好，他是一对一教学的。
And because the education in Taiwan was not fitting for him, and his mother wanted a one-on-one special education, they came to America.
后来他们真的过来了。
And so they really came here.
可是语言也不好，然后他这个就是本来就有点烧坏掉，所以他也没有什么朋友。
But he already faced language problems as well as his mental issues.
那感谢神后来他接触到真耶稣教会。
But thank God that he came to True Jesus Church.
当然，我们那个小地方，大家都很 friendly， 大家都很也有一些青年大家都把他当成自己的家人这样啊。
Because in that remote area, everyone took him in as a family member.
所以他在教会就很快乐。
And so, at church, he was very happy.
那后来洗礼了，你也会知道主耶稣特别的恩惠在他身上。
And when he was baptized, you can see that he had a special grace from God.
后来也可以读到高中毕业。
And he was able to graduate from high school.
后来在社会上也可以找到一份可以养自己的一份工作来做。
And he was able to have a, he was able to support himself with a job.
所以你就跟他说真的，你发觉到说，好像是同样的状况哦，但是我们有神的人，神若愿意，我们呼求神啊，神就开一条路给我们走。
So for two people in the same situation, you'll see that the person who relies on God often will have a path open to them to walk on.
真的，我们亲近神，神会亲近我们。
So truly, when you rely on God, God will draw near to you.
但是这两个半支派啊，这个好时光过了是一段时间之后就把神忘掉了。
But for these two and a half tribes, after the good times passed, they quickly forgot God.
我们来读五章的二十五节、二十六节。
Let's read verse 25 and 26.
五章的二十五节、二十六节。
25 and 26.
二十五节、二十六节。你们有读英文的吗？你们跟 Eterna 一起读英文好不好？
Let's all read,
out loud,
aloud in English. 25. And they were unfaithful to the God of their fathers, and played the harlot after the God of the peoples of the land, whom God had destroyed before him.
26.
So the God of Israel stirred up the spirit of Pul, king of Assyria, that is, Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria. He carried the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh into captivity. He took them to Hala, Harbor, Hara, and the river of Gozan to this day.
这个人哦，很奇怪。我们中国话说“温饱思淫逸”啊，你日子一过好了哈，有的人就把神放在背后呢，真的。
So after the warm, fuzzy times, you'll put God behind you.
你看哦，我们是留学生嘛哈，我们有时候夫妻，有的人是夫妻一起到国外来留学，刚开始的时候，大家什么都没有，大家两个人一起拼，拼了十几年、二十几年啊，大家都有一些东西啊。
So think of it's similar to the people who immigrate to America for the first time. When they first come, everybody has nothing, and so they work very hard, and they all work together.
但是直到大家很多东西的时候，哎，奇怪了，这个家庭的感情出问题了。
But once they have accumulated an amount of wealth, they start to have problems in their family.
有外遇的问题啦，有这个各方面的问题啦。
Some they will start to have problems with affairs or problems outside.
我们基督徒也是一样的。
It's similar with us Christians.
有时候我们好日子过多过久了哈，我们有时候就觉得我需要神做什么。
After we have lived a number of days in peacefulness and contentment,
渐渐就把神忘记了。
What do I need God for? And we forget about Him.
所以他们到最后把神丢在后面去拜偶像，神就兴起敌人把他们抓走了。
And so here they began to play the harlot with other gods, and so God destroyed them.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们真的要记得，我们离开神，自己不能做什么。
So you have to remember, when we depart from God, we can do nothing.
你看那个浪子离开父亲的身边，刚开始很风光了。
If you think about the prodigal son, in the beginning, he had a very sunny life.
但是到最后，真的神不祝福，他就想要去吃猪所吃的东西啊。
But in the end, because he was not blessed by God, he began to eat the food that pigs did not want.
他唯一的路就是回头了。
And so his only option was to turn back home.
你仔细看我们的周围哈。
If you look at our surroundings,
真的有的人是这样的。
Some people are like this.
有一位弟兄，我现在称他弟兄，不晓合不合适了。
There's a brother who I don't even know if I should call him my brother.
年轻的时候非常热心哦。
Because when he was young, he was very zealous.
后来他事业做成功了。
And after he succeeded in his career,
自己当老板了。
And he became his own manager.
真的手上拥有太多。
He had too much on his hands.
太忙了，就没有时间来亲近神。
And he became so busy, he had no time to draw near God.
那你知道没有亲近神，你心中没有力量啊。
And when you don't draw near God, you don't have strength in your heart.
那就跟他那个李秘书就日久生情，就陷进去了。
And so, he eventually fell into sin with his secretary.
那人很奇怪哦，有时候人如果没有回头哈，有时候会一错再错呢。
And the funny thing about humans is sometimes when we commit a wrong, we continually keep committing those wrongs.
所以有第二个，又有第三个。
So then there was a second, and then a third.
年老的时候。
And in his old age.
那个他又喜欢在一个非常年轻的，在这个就是建立一个这个 long distance 哈，是一个远距离的一个情感呢。
He got himself into a long distance relationship.
那人家就劝他，这个你都不认识，这他可能是在看到你的荷包，你也醒过来一下吧。
And people warned him that you should wake up because this woman only wants your money.
醒不过来嘞。
But he could not awake.
后来他年老了，真的年老了。
And when he really was old,
中风了。
He had a stroke.
你说谁来理他？
Who do you think cared about him?
大老婆不理他。第二个不理他。
The first and the second ignored
him. 第四个把他的东西通通拿走了。
The fourth took all his stuff.
你会知道他真的晚年凄凉了。
And so you see that in his old age, he was really lonely.
我是觉得，其实我觉得最凄凉不是物质上的东西，是他的心呢，心呢。
And what's most pitiful about this is that is his heart.
真的，那个心呢，可能啊，感觉到真的不只是被人弃绝啊，可能是感到真的是被神弃绝了。
Because maybe he felt that he was not only abandoned by people, he was also abandoned by God.
所以哦，我们亲近神呐，神亲近我们呐。
So when we draw near God, God will draw.
我们离弃神，我们真的不能做什么。
When we depart from God, we really cannot do anything.
那我们再看这个家谱啊，我们看到家谱就看到说，教养孩子啊，就是经营神的产业。
We see also from genealogy that to take care of kids is to take care of God's inheritance.
我们来看历代志上六章。
Let's look at 1 Chronicles chapter 6.
六章的第三节。
Verse 3.
六章的第三节。
1 Chronicles 6, verse 3.
六章第三节。我们读中文的开口读。暗南的儿子是亚伦、摩西，还有女儿明利暗。阿们到这里哈。我读到这里很感动呢。
When I read this, I am very moved.
请问你暗南是谁？如果我们不读这一节，我光问你这句话，暗南是谁？你可能不知道他是谁，真的。
If I ask you who is Amram, you probably don't know.
他是没有名字，他是你不知道。但是你认识摩西吗？你认识亚伦吗？你认识米利暗吗
？He's someone that you have no idea who he is because you don't recognize the name. But do you know the name Moses, Mary, Aaron, and Miriam?
摩西是神人呐。
Moses is a man of God.
他这个带领以色列百姓出埃及。
He brought the Israelites out of Egypt.
亚伦是大祭司。
Aaron was the high priest.
在神面前代表人，在人面前代表神。
He represented the people before God and vice versa.
米利暗他是带领以色列百姓歌颂啊女子歌颂神的。
And Miriam was the one who led all the women of Israel to celebrate.
我说哦，这个暗男哦，如果一辈子有什么成就的话，就是这三个孩子啊。
And if you ask me, what Amram's greatest achievement in his life was, it's probably rearing these three children.
So, 有时候我们不要小看我们教会跑来跑去这些小朋友啊。
So let's not look down on the little children running around.
你真的好好教育他们，他们以后成为神国重要的工人。
Because if you teach them up properly, they can become great tools.
真的，在生命册上，说不定你只有这三个字，你的儿子是谁谁谁而已啦。
And perhaps in the book of life, it will be recorded that you are the parent of these children.
因为你在教育上面做一个非常好的工作，为神国教养一个很有价值的产业啊。
Because you have done a great work for the Lord, you have brought up a great vessel.
那从这个圣经上，我们看到哦，一个人或是工人哦，一辈子最大的遗憾就是孩子没有教好。
And you also see in the Bible that sometimes the greatest regret a person will have is that they did not bring up their children correctly.
我们来看六章的二十八节。
Let's look at chapter 6, verse 28.
历代志上六章二十八节。
Chapter 6, verse 28.
六章二十八节，我们中文开口读：沙姆尔的长子是约尔，次子是亚比亚。你读到这里哈，你就发觉到说，这个沙姆一定会叹气呀。
If you read this verse, you'll think Samuel's probably sighing.
怎么知道呢？
How do you know?
我们来看撒母耳记上八章。
Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter
8. 撒母耳记上八章。
1 Samuel chapter
8. 那个读英文的，我们来读三到五节，好不好？
1 Samuel chapter
8. 三到五节。撒母耳记上。1 Samuel. 八章三到五节。
First Samuel chapter 8 verse 3 to 5.
第二节谈到这个第一节谈到撒母耳立他的儿子做士师嘛哈。
It's recorded that they were judges.
然后第二节谈到他的名字，就是我们刚读的名字嘛。
And then their names are recorded that we just read.
第三节第四节，请念中文的跟英天来一起念好不好？
Let's read verse 3 and 4 together in English.
一备起。
But his sons did not walk in his ways. They turned aside after dishonest gain. Took bribes and perverted justice. Verse 4, then all the elders of Israel gathered together and said to Samuel at Ramah.
第五节, continue. Verse 5, continue.
And said to him, look, you are old, and your sons do not walk in your ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations.
你想想看, 如果你年纪大了, 头发都白了啦。
Think that if you are old and your hair is gray,
突然众弟兄姐妹来你面前控告你的孩子。
And the congregation comes before you to accuse your children.
他说你这个孩子是坏蛋。
They say, your children are terrible people.
贪图财力，收受贿赂，屈枉正直。
They look after dishonest gain, they take bribes and they pervert justice.
我想哦，那个沙漠的老脸哦，真的不晓得放哪里呢。
And I think he'll be very embarrassed.
哎呀，我这一辈子这么认真做圣工。
I think I did so much holy work.
他怎么生出这个好竹子，出坏笋子啊？
How did such bad seeds come from me?
你一定很难过啦。He'll
be very sorrowful.
那我们就问一个问题，那为什么沙漠的这个儿子这么坏呢？
And so the question is, why were his sons so bad?
但如果往前读七章的最后三节啊，
If you look at the last three verses of chapter 7,
尤其16节谈到说他每年要走三个地方。
Every year he went on a circuit between three places.
那17节又说回到家还要做审判的工作。
And when he returned home, he still had to do the work of judging.
所以为什么儿子没有教好？ 可能真的太忙了。
So why was his children, why were his children not taught well? Maybe because he was too busy.
那怎么办呢？ 如果爸爸太忙， 到底教育谁要帮忙啊？
And so if the father is too busy, who will help with the education?
我看妈妈真的要帮忙一下哦。
I think it's time. It would have to be the mother stepping up.
你看那个提摩太爸爸没有信耶稣吧？
You see how Timothy's father was not a believer.
但是他的妈妈祖母就一起把他让他的信仰非常的好。
But his mother and his grandmother actually gave him a great faith.
让他从小明白圣经。
So that he knew the scriptures from young.
那保罗到他的城市就带他出去传福音了。
And so Paul would take him out to preach the gospel.
所以我们常常说，如果姐妹，你们家没有太辛苦，姐妹没有上班，也是一种可以照顾孩子，是极大的福气了。
So if the mothers out there are not too busy, if you can take care in bringing up your children in the Lord, it's a great.
或者你的孩子会成为你生命当中永远的痛，你老脸到时候会挂不住啊。
Otherwise, you may regret not doing so, and you will feel embarrassed in your old age.
那我想，如果撒母耳有安慰的话，还好他出了一个好的孙子。
But if Samuel had a great comfort, it was that he had a good grandson.
我们来看六章的撒母耳记上六章的33节。
Let's look at chapter 1 Samuel chapter 6 verse.
撒母耳记上，对不起，历代志上。
First Chronicles chapter 6.
历代志上六章33节。
Verse 33.
6章33节
First Chronicles 6 verse 33
6章33节 我们读中文的开口读，供职的人和他们的子孙记在下面。歌辖的子孙中有歌唱的希曼，希曼是约珥的儿子，约珥是沙摩尔的儿子。哦，好礼加在啊，这个沙摩尔有一个孙子叫希曼啊。
Samuel had a grandson named Heman.
这个希曼是在王面前做神的先见的，是做神的先知的。
And he ministered before the king.
那他是一个在音乐服事上非常有名气的，圣经上里面在音乐服事带领大家做音乐服事的人。
He was a prophet and he had a lot of gift in music.
所以我看我们当中，如果你孩子没办法教，我看等着教孙子。
He had a lot of gift in music to do holy work, so I think that if you cannot teach your kids, you can try to teach your grandkids.
尤其你孩子18岁以上，我看不容易教了，只能祷告了。
Especially if your child is over the age of 18, I think your only option.
但是还有希望，就是你的孙子。Your
only option left is prayer, but you still might have hope in your grandkids.
让他们能够在神面前可以做服事。That
they can serve the Lord.
从这个家谱你还看到，那个小孩子虽然你很关心，但是他们的命运啊。 不在你手上。
And you also see that even though you can take great care of your children, but their fate is not in your hands.
就是你没有办法掌握他们的未来了。
You cannot control their
future. 你只能认真教，认真为他们祷告， 但是你真的没有办法掌握。
No matter how much effort you put in and how much you pray for them, you cannot grasp hold of their future.
我们来看七章，历代志上七章。
Let's look at chapter 7.
历代志上七章二十一节在谈到以法莲的两个儿子。
First Chronicles 7 verse 21 talks about the family of Ephraim.
我们来读二十一节到二十四节。
Verse 21 to 24.
二十一到二十四。
21 to 24.
我们读中文的开口读。他拉哈的儿子是撒拔，撒拔的儿子是舒提拉，以法莲又生以谢、以列。这两人因为下去夺取加特人牲畜，被本地的加特人杀了。二十二，他们的父亲以法莲为他们悲哀了多日，他的弟兄都来安慰他。以法莲与屈同房，他妻就怀孕生了一子。以法莲因为家里遭祸，就给这儿子起名叫比利亚，他的女儿名叫瑟伊拉，就是建筑上伯伦、下伯伦和乌圣瑟伊拉。如果你是这个以法莲呢
？If you are Ephraim，
早上可能你还看到两个孩子在那边蹦蹦跳跳。
In the morning, maybe you saw your sons lively.
两个一起出去，一起没有回来。
And the two sons went out, but they did not come back alive.
你死一个儿子，你已经很难过了。
To lose one son is already a tragedy.
你平时两个儿子，你不是更难过吗
？But to lose two sons in one day, is that not even more tragic?
请问你怎么掌握
？So how can you control that?
请问你怎么知道
？How can you know?
怎么今天早上看到晚上就不见人呢
？That you will see them in the morning and not see them.
所以他痛啊，痛到家里的人都要来安慰他。
So he was so sorrowful that people had to come and comfort him.
他一年之后生了一个孩子
，And later he bore a son.
叫起名叫比利亚。
He had another son named Beriah.
比利亚是什么意思
？What is the name of that?
Companion. 其实这个意思是什么意思呢？就是我们家祸不单行了 ，companion， 我们家的那个哈、哦，那个祸哈、哦，那个灾祸哈、哦，是有同伴的啦。
It was that tragedy. It was about tragedy and how tragedy had a companion.
我们中国的话说哈、哦，福无双至，祸不单行。有时候真的祸患是两个一起，两个同时到的。
So sometimes tragedy comes in pairs.
所以你说这个以法莲伤心到、哦、生儿子都还在谈到说已经一年过去了啦，一年过去了、因为遭这个祸、啊、就给儿子起名叫 companion。 你看我们家就是祸不单行了。
And so you can see that he was so sorrowful that even a year later he was still calling his son tragedy.
我在想他、哦、一定忘不了这两个孩子、啊、
I think he probably cannot forget his two sons.
真的呢，有时候我们看到弟兄姐妹、哦孩子过世，我们真的不晓得怎么跟他安慰嘞。
And sometimes when we see a brother or sister lose a child, you really don't know how to comfort.
我们常常说哦，真的有的很优秀的年轻人，主耶稣也很早就把他调走嘞。
And there are also some
有的啦
very estimable brothers and sisters that are taken away at a young age.
我跟大家讲过，我实在是很怀念这个年轻人，因为他实在是太好了。
And sometimes I'm very sad for them because they were really good people.
那个早上在一个教会 聚会，下午到另外一个教会教师。
He might go in the morning to teach class in one church, and then in the afternoon go to another church to lead hymns.
怎么车祸一撞大树就死了呢
？How could it be that he suddenly crashed into a tree and died？
怎么大家不了解
？And sometimes we really do not understand.
但是我们知道一件事情哦。
But we know one thing.
神不会错了。
God is not wrong.
我们只是不晓得神的意思是什么而已啦。
We simply do not know His will.
但是做父母的心，你说他放得下吗
？But as a parent, do you think they can really put that down?
真的呢，我们说真的没有办法掌握控制他们的未来。
Sometimes we really cannot control the future of our children.
你知道这个圣经上特别记载以法莲的女儿啊，二十四节。
And the Bible even records his daughter.
我们要知道这个家谱很少记载这个姐妹啊，因为他们还是男性社会为主啊。
Genealogies rarely record daughters.
那这个女儿呢，特别有成就，建筑上伯伦下伯伦呢、啊。
But here you can see that this daughter was very successful. She built Lower and Upper Beth Horon.
真的呢，你这个以法莲大概没有想到说她出了一个这么优秀的女儿啊。
Ephraim probably never thought he would be the father of such a great woman.
他怎么知道
？How would he know？
他也没办法掌握。
He also cannot control.
神偏偏就让他女儿特别出色。
And yet, God simply allowed his daughter to be so shine so brightly.
我们这一代的台湾人呢、啊，比较老的台湾人，还是有个观念，就是重男轻女啦。
But in Taiwanese culture, we have...
especially in my generation.
Especially in my generation, we have the habit of...
Or older generation. Sorry.
We have the habit of placing special emphasis on males.
有一次我是一个地方啊，这个家庭啊，这位弟兄跟我们差不多年纪，也比我老一点点。他有生了一个男的，一个女的。
There was a brother a little bit older than me who had both a son and a daughter.
我每次去，他都跟我开玩笑，我们家哦，猪没肥肥到狗了，猪没有肥肥到狗了。
And whenever I go over to his house, he always joked with me, the pig never gets fat, but the dog always does.
乡下人喜欢猪肥啊，猪肥可以赚大钱。
And country people really like having fat pigs because that means a lot of money.
狗不要太肥，狗太肥不能看家。
And they don't want the dog to be fat because the dog has to watch the house.
所以哦，但是他说他们家猪没有肥肥到狗了。
But he complained that the pig never got fat, but the fat all went to the dog.
啊，什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是他期待老大出色哦，老大偏偏很普通啊。
Because he wanted his eldest son to be very to shine very brightly, but he was very normal.
他根本就不在乎女儿嫁人就好了。
And he didn't really care about his daughter, as long as she married somewhere.
这个女人骗得非常的出色。
And yet his daughter was extremely successful.
你怎么知道？
How do you know?
所以弟兄姐妹，我们今天可以努力教孩子。
So we can put a lot of effort in teaching our kids.
但是真的，他们未来我们只能够交托了。
But regarding their future, we can only give it to God.
我在想，神将来审判是看我们，应该是看我们到底有没有用心在教了哦，有没有用心为他们祷告，而不一定是不一定了。我觉得了，可能不一定是那个结果是什么。
And I think that in the judgment, God will really look at our efforts and how much we spent trying to raise them and pray for them, not necessarily about the results.
因为他们的未来真的不是掌握在我们的手中。
Because their result is not in our hands.
但是我觉得我们可以做一件事情。
But we can do one thing.
如果你看这个家谱，你看他们，我们来看利未人的家谱，利未支派的家谱。
Let's look at the genealogy of the Levites.
我们看历代志上的第九章。
Let's look at 1 Chronicles chapter 9.
这个利未人有时候他们做的工作，从我们今天的角度来讲是很简单的工作。
We will think today that the work of the Levites is very simple.
那我们来看这个，比如说第九章的二十二节。
Verse 22.
第九章的二十二节，二十三节。
First Chronicles 9, verse 22 and 23.
哎，等一下，我看哈。对不起，我们来读二十二节好了哈。
Verse 22.
行，二十二节中文了哈，我们来读中文。我们一起读，被选守门的人共有212名。他们在自己的村庄按着家谱计算，是大卫和先见沙摩尔所派当这紧要职任的。我们就是读圣经哦，怎么看门的是紧要的职任呢？
You see here that the job of gatekeeping is appointed.
It's appointed. 中文是说紧要。In Chinese is something like important. 当然那个英文好像没有了。所以我的意思就是说，你看连那个看门的他都把它记载在圣经上里面了，看窗户的都把它记载在圣经里面了。
Even the people who are just gatekeepers are recorded down.
所以弟兄姐妹，有时候我们华人的世界，我们都很在乎孩子的才华，孩子在社会上的成就。
In Chinese culture, we often emphasize upon their abilities and their success.
他上什么大学我们很在乎啊。
We care a lot about what college they went to.
他们找到什么样的工作，我们很在乎啊。
We care a lot about what career they go into.
可是你自己看圣经，被神纪念的是那个在神殿中，甚至看门的啦，看仓库的啦，这个神都说是紧要的，都把它列在生命册，就是家啊，这个圣经里面了。
But you see that what's recorded down in the Bible is who is keeping the gate of the temple and who is watching the storehouses.
有时候我们觉得，有时候我们家里很紧张，就是。我们那个孩子的表现没有合乎我们在社会上对他们的期待。
And so sometimes we get very, as parents get very anxious because they do not meet the standards of society we expected.
可是你想到最后，在神面前，什么是最重要的？
But you have to think, what does God value the most?
只要他们爱神爱人呐。
As long as they can love God and love man.
他们真的有服事的工作。
And they will, and they do work that brings blessings.
你会知道，真的这个在神面前是被纪念的啦。
They will be recorded and blessed.
所以或许他们在人间没有什么成就。
And maybe amongst men they have no achievements.
但是我们要鼓励他们多做圣工啊。
But we have to encourage them to do more holy.
真的，说不定你到最后就变成黯然了。
And truly, maybe one day you will become amorous.
所以我们教养孩童就是经营神的产业。
And so when we take care of our children, we are taking care of God's inheritance.
我们今天从家谱来看人生。
Today we have studied the perspective of life as seen by
genealogy. 我们学到神的祝福，人要持守。
And we have to grasp hold of God's blessings.
那不然会归给其他的人。
Otherwise, it will be passed to another person.
我们学到我们亲近神，神会亲近我们。
We learned that when we draw near God, God will draw near us.
离开神，我们不能做什么。
And when we leave God, we cannot do anything.
我们学到教养孩童就是经营神的产业。
And we learned that bringing up our children is taking care of God's inheritance.
其实他们的前途在神的手中。
But their result is in God's hands.
我们来唱诗。
Let's all sing hymn.
336首。
336.